that because the sum includes contributions from photons of unlimitedly high energy, it turns out to be infinite, leading to an infinite shift in the energy of the atom. Not every sum of an infinite number of things is infinite. E.g., although the sum 1 plus 1 half plus 1 third plus 1 quarter plus is infinite, the sum 1 plus 1 half plus 1 quarter plus 1 eighth plus turns out to have the perfectly finite value too. High energy corresponds to short wavelengths. Because ultraviolet light has a wavelength shorter than that of visible light, this infinity became known as the ultraviolet catastrophe. Throughout the 1930s and early 1940s, there was a consensus among physicists that the appearance of the ultraviolet catastrophe in Oppenheimer's calculation and similar calculations showed that the existing theory of electrons and photons simply could not be trusted for particles with energies above a few million volts. Oppenheimer himself was the foremost proponent of this view. This was in part because Oppenheimer was a leader in the study of cosmic rays, the high-energy particles that plow into the Earth's atmosphere from outer space, and his study of the way that these cosmic ray particles interact with the atmosphere indicated that something funny was going on for particles of high energy. There was indeed something funny going on, but in fact it had nothing to do with any breakdown in the quantum theory of electrons and photons. It was rather a sign of the production of particles of new types, the particles that are today called muons. But even after all this was cleared up by the discovery of muons in 1937, it remained the conventional wisdom that something goes wrong when quantum electrodynamics is applied to electrons and photons of high energy. The problem of infinites could have been solved by brute force, by simply decreeing that electrons can emit and absorb photons only with energies below some limiting value. All the successes scored in the 1930s by quantum electrodynamics in explaining the interactions of electrons and photons involved low-energy photons, so these successes could be preserved by supposing that this limiting value of photon energies is sufficiently high, for example, 10 million volts. With this sort of limit on virtual photon energies, quantum electrodynamics would predict a very small energy shift of atoms. No one at this time had measured the energies of atoms with enough precision to tell whether or not this tiny energy shift was actually present, so there was no question of any disagreement with experiment. In fact, quantum electrodynamics was regarded with such pessimism that no one even tried to calculate just what the energy shift would be. The trouble with this solution to the problem of infinities was not that it was in conflict with experiment,